Hi, it's me again. It has been such a long time since I've said this sentence. I'm so sorry because I didn't record and upload any podcast episodes. I actually feel bad, but I guess life happens. Like, my life is happening in the background right now, and coming back from Vienna after I visit my family. I don't know if I talked about my holidays there, but I really had one of the best holidays in my life there. Seeing my family again, getting the Christmas vibes and so on. I really enjoyed it. I really, really loved it there. And seeing my friends and catching up with them and just being excited and being surrounded by people I love and grew up with, and gingerbread and Christmassy songs. And yeah, despite me being a Muslim, I still enjoyed the streets decoration in Vienna or in the Christmas time. But basically, I don't even remember if I talked about this in my last podcast episode. I don't think so. But I really enjoyed the Christmas holidays there, and I really enjoyed spending time with my family and my sisters, going on walks with them like we used to do, and going training in the gym with my brother like I used to do as well before living abroad, and just catching up with my mom, my friends, my surroundings, my neighbors, and it was a magical time. And to be honest, today's not the best day. I'm trying to be positive about it. I actually have an appointment. Oh my god, okay, I have to, I'm actually in a hurry because of the appointment I have, but I'm still gonna record this episode, see how far I come, and if I didn't finish it, I'm just gonna finish it after the appointment. But basically, after coming back from Vienna, I was doing so freaking well, actually. I started to come back to my life. I started to appreciate the stuff I had. I don't know if I talked about this, but since I've been living in Egypt, this has been really, really hard for me to accept my new life because I'm a person who hates change. But at the same time, I got addicted to getting out of my comfort zone last year. This was one of my biggest challenges that I managed to deal with, and I'm so happy and grateful for Allah for doing that. But the thing is, after I came back from Vienna, I felt so good, actually. After struggling for so many months and having the worst sickness you can ever have as a healthy person in November, and struggling with me being sick alone here in Alexandria without having my mom next to me and see if I have a fever. Okay, it was emotional, and it was an emotional time. December got better. Then I saw my family. I came back, and actually everything was going so well. But I have been last couple of days, it has been really weird. I don't know. Maybe it's because I was PMSing or something. I don't know. But today is not the best day. I am not feeling really well. I feel actually a little bit sick, and this is not making me feel good, kind of. Like, I'm scared of what is coming next to me. I really hope that I'm not gonna get sick again, because it's the worst feeling ever. But basically, I was looking for a topic to talk about. I was actually I wanted to start to ask people who I know just what I talk about, but I still wanted to have a topic that is that is related to our everyday life, but related to my religion as well and my deep kind of thinking. And then I got it today. Like, I was leaving work. I was finished with work basically, and I was on my way back home, and I really didn't want to drive. Like, I felt like I just wanted to sleep, cuddle with my pillows, I guess, and staying in bed, turning up the heating, and just feel so cozy. I didn't have the energy even to drive or to pick up my bag, like literally picking up my bag. But I still managed to come back home with all of my extremities, like I'm still the whole person, which means I didn't have an accident. Alhamdulillah. Pray for me. But basically I found it. I was leaving work. I was going down the stairs and I saw a post. I can't find it anymore, which is making me so angry because I can remember that I saved it. But I obviously didn't. So I am trying to remember what I read. But basically it was about trusting Allah in a way of or trusting the process, if you are not a believer. But for me, it's going to be trusting Allah because I'm a believer. And it was like, I can't remember the exact words, but I'm just gonna try to tell you the sense of the quote I read. It was like, whenever you wish something to happen, or whenever something happens to you that you didn't wish to happen, basically, it's always a message from Allah. And the first option of the message would be, yes, you can have, if you wish something. There are always three messages you get from Allah. Yes, here you are, you can have it. Or yes, but not now, it's not the right time now. Or no, because I have better plans for you. And when I read it, I got goosebumps. Like, I felt so satisfied after reading it. And just, basically just happy. Because sometimes it's like God, like Allah sends you kind of messages and signals in at perfect timing, by the way. It's always the perfect timing when you get the signal or when you get the message that Allah is sending you. And by the way, there is another post I saw today, but I managed to save this one. It's basically called, perhaps the affliction that you do not like will lead you to a beautiful destiny that you didn't dream of. And I really, really liked this quote when I read it. I actually read it at first in Arabic and then in English, but I just want to say it in English now because my reading Arabic, my Arabic reading skills are not the best, but whatever. So basically these two quotes or posts on Instagram, they let me think about today's episode. And I still don't know how I'm gonna call it, like call the episode and which title I'm gonna give it to it. But I just want to talk about how to trust Allah, how to trust Allah's plan, having trust in Allah's plan, how to feel more confident with what is going on in your life, and be confident with yourself and knowing that you are on the right path. Because maybe this is something you're struggling with as well. I tried to collect my thoughts. It was really hard because I, like, my head, there is always chaos in my head. Like, I'm never able to organize my thoughts. And by the way, I am a person who is so organized. I always need to organize everything in my life except my head, because I have no control over my thoughts. And even if I have control, it's not that big amount that you need to control all of your thoughts. And it's always going to be hard to do that. But basically, I'm an organized person. I really love to have an organized room, a really clean one. Like when my neighbor in Egypt, when she comes to me, she's always like, when she comes to me and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, I didn't clean my room, but you're just one of the family now. She's always like, you call that an unclean room? And I'm like, yep. And she's always like, no, it's clean, it's clean, just chill your life, just chill your freaking life, it's clean. So basically I'm an organized person. I really love to organize stuff, and I really love to help my sisters to organize their rooms as well in Vienna, and just organize their stuff. And but I don't wanna get distracted from the actual topic I want to talk about. So basically what I want to talk about is how to be more confident and know that you're on the right path and just trusting Allah's plan. I don't know under which category all of these topics would fall. Like, I still have to think about it, how I'm gonna call this episode, this podcast episode. But basically is inspired by the quotes I just tried to give you an example of. I just wanted to tell you that the thing I was struggling with when I was new in Egypt and when I got into contact with people is that I felt like I am on the wrong place. I always thought that I am a little bit more Egyptian than Austrian, and an Austrian girl, basically because my parents are Egyptians as well, and I grew up in an Egyptian household, even though I grew up with surrounded by Austrian people because I lived in Austria. And even though I had Austrian teachers, the whole outside world for me was Austrian, but the household was a really, really deeply, madly Egyptian household, an Egyptian one. So I grew up actually feeling like when I was little, I felt like I'm a little bit different than other people, especially my friends who grew up in Austrian households or European white households in general. And me coming from an Egyptian background and with an Egyptian mom who cooks Egyptian food, I felt different. And when I grew up, I started to define this different feeling. And then when I was like, now I'm 22, me being 22 now, I'm defining this feeling as being more Egyptian than Austrian. And this is the reason why I wanted to start living here and try life here. And I, even though I went through so much this last couple of months, I really loved people here. So basically, when I got confronted with so many people, so many new people, I felt like I'm a little bit in the wrong place, because I think in another way than other people. I am a really honest person, a really straight and direct person. I don't like to, like, if you're my friend, okay, this is so cliche, but if you're my friend and you're wearing something that I don't like, I'm gonna say it to you, especially if you're gonna ask me. Like, if I have a friend and there is something she's wearing and she's happy with, so do what you want. It's your life, it's your clothes, it's not me, it's just you. Just be you and I'm gonna be fine. But if you ask me something, or if I feel like you're gonna embarrass yourself and you're my friend, I'm gonna tell you. Because I'm an honest, direct person. And this is not gonna change. I really tried to change this, because sometimes I can be too honest. I really tried, but I'm sorry, I'm gonna stay the way I am. And I don't like when people, like, when someone wants to tell me something, but the person is not telling it directly, and I can sense what my friend is wanting to tell me, I'm always like, okay, just say it. Just give me the shit you want to say to me. Because I don't like people like... This is the thing. In Egypt, they try to... not romanticize the stuff that you want to tell you, but they try to make it a little bit more beautiful. And this is an Austrian person... character fact? Did I just say character fact? I meant characteristic. Or an Egyptian feature. An Austrian feature, just being honest and just to say the truth. And so me genetically, I'm an honest person, and I grew up in Austria. So me as an half European or whole European, I am honest a little bit too much. But this is the only thing that helps me in life, because people appreciate it, even if I'm sometimes too honest. But what I wanted to say is that I got confronted with so many people, and I felt so lost, because I remember calling my mom and telling her, I don't feel like I'm in the same on the right place. I thought that I would be happy here, but I am one of the rare people who prays. This was at the beginning. Like, now I know so many religious people here, but I told my mom, I'm the only one from the friends group that who prays. I am the only one who thinks people have to be honest and direct and not romanticize about stuff. I am the only one who thinks like da 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 da. And she was like, it's fine, you're gonna find people who just gonna be thinking like you. And it cost me a lot of time to find these people, but I finally found him. And you don't have to be like the other people to like them. Like, even if I felt wrong at a place, now I feel like I'm at the exact right place and I am where I meant to be. But it was really hard to know that I'm right, to know that people can be, I can be surrounded by other people who are not thinking like me or have other values and other norms than me, but still love them and still know that I can be right with these habits, with this kind of way of thinking. And this was the hard stuff that I needed to learn. That my right is not going to be your right. My wrong is not going to be your wrong. But we are going to love each other. We're going to like each other. We're going to be friends. We're going to be, I don't know, buddies. And this is the thing, and this is the reason why I wanted to talk about confidence and talking about trusting Allah's plan. Because if you think you're right, if you think you are on the right path, or if you're trying your best to be on your right path, just trust Allah's plan. Just trust Allah because you are doing the right thing and you are praying and you're making dua. Basically, what I mean is there are two ways to get to what you want. The first thing is believing in it and praying and asking God for it, asking Allah for it. And the second way, the second thing to do is it is vital as well, is to fight for it, to go for it, to work for it, to try your best to get it. And if you can combine these two things that you do in life, I guess you're gonna get it. And if you don't get it, and if you don't get what you want, just know that Allah is telling you no, because I have other plans. Or he's either telling you yes and he's giving you what you want, or he's telling you yes but not now because it's not the right time. So I got so inspired by this quote when I read it. But how to be confident? How to know that I'm right, even if you are still not getting what you want? If you want to work a specific job, and you are not getting the job, and you applied so many times, what you can do is, and you prayed, and you worked hard, and you worked your ass off, but you're just not telling, you still don't get it, you still didn't get it. God is telling you, no, I have better plans for you. And if you get it, God is telling you yes. And if you didn't get it, it may be that God is sending you the message, yes, but not now, because it's not the right time as well. But how to still be confident and know that I'm not going to give up, I want to continue to fight for it. First of all, reflect on your values and your norms again and see if they still fit in your life. Because when I was new in Egypt and I felt like I'm on the wrong place, I'm at the wrong time, because I always feel like with my way of thinking, I am a little bit older than my actual age. Like when I talk to people, they never think that I'm 22. First of all, I look like 17. But despite all of this shit, when I talk to people, they always think like I'm older than I actually am. I once got... Someone told me when I was new in Egypt. The person told me, I feel like I'm talking to a 30 years old person. I was like, I don't know how to deal with this. Is this a compliment? Or are you telling me something that I need to take care of? So basically, what I started to do is reflecting on my values and my norms and just trying to get what people are saying is right here, and just try to get what my mom always said is right, and always and the things I believe they were right, and I tried to combine all of these things, thinking way of thinking, and I wanted to I wanted to mix them to get my own way of thinking, my own values, my own norms, even if they didn't, even if they were not the same as the other values and norms of other people. And this was really hard for me to check, to notice it. So I started to reflect on my own values and norms, and I started to try not to be, or not to get influenced by people, but get inspired. I think you can confuse inspiration with influencing someone. Like, you can mix them up, you can model them up, you can confuse these two concepts, I guess. And I tried to let myself get inspired by people, but not influenced. And this was one of the biggest challenges that I needed to get along with when I was here, new. And I'm still challenged by this confusion. I hope you are not listening to my stomach. It's making weird noises because I'm hungry. I am so praying that you cannot hear these sounds. I should eat something, I know, but I want to finish this podcast episode first. So just reflect on your values and your norms. Sit down, take a paper, sheet of paper, take a pencil, just take a pen, and write your values down. Write your principles, write the way you want to live. And just think about it. Is this what I think is right? Or is this what people think it's right? Or is this what Allah knows is right? And I'm carefully choosing the world think and knows, because Allah knows what is right, but we think that this might be right. So what I always try to do is take the people's way of thinking of the country I'm living in, the society's way of thinking, take my way of thinking, and take what is halal and haram, and just try to combine my own way of thinking. And this might not be what all people think is right, but the important thing is that you know that it's right. Even if your way of thinking is gonna lead you to lose a lot of people, I better be myself, I better win myself than win someone else and lose myself. The second thing is deciding whether you are right or not. So I always feel like God sends me messages and signals in life, and I always pray for them, because I'm this kind of person. When I get signals, messages, or whatever, I always feel like, okay, God is talking to me. I always feel like God is talking to me through the Quran, through people, through situations that happen, through so much. And I try to listen to these signals and be a little bit aware of them and observe what is happening in the world that might be a message for me, and a message for other people as well, by the way. So I forgot what I just wanted to say. No, I'm not getting old, I just have too many thoughts. But I'm getting old as well, but I'm not that old. But anyway, what I just wanted to say is that deciding whether you're right or not is based on your beliefs, based on your reflection on your values and norms, based on the society you grew up with and the society you are dealing with right now, because it might not be the same one, like it's the same situation with me. And trust in Allah's plan. Try to believe that you're doing the right thing because it feels right. Now I got what I want to say is, I always listen to these messages that God sends me, and I always listen to my gut feeling. In Arabic we say it's your heart what is telling you to do, but in German and in English we say it's your gut feeling, whatever. And I always listen to my gut feeling, and when my gut feeling is telling me this is right or this is wrong, I really try to focus. And it's like people who meditate, people who do yoga, people who are really spiritual, they believe in such things. I'm spiritual and Muslim. Like, I think being spiritual is being Muslim as well, isn't it? Okay, this is not the the area, or this is not the time to define this, but the right time to define it. But basically, I try to listen to my gut feeling, and I always feel like God is letting me feel if this is a good thing or a bad thing. And when something gets into my way and I feel like, I don't think it's right, I always try to get away from it. And when I feel like, oh, this might be good, like I'm feeling good, I feel my gut feeling is telling me I'm doing fine, it's gonna be fine. The anxiety, the feelings God created in us, they are always telling us something. They are always telling us messages. Your anxiety, even if you suffer from anxiety, it's telling you something. It's trying to save you from something, not to rescue, but to how is it called? I forgot the word. To protect you. Oh my God, I got it. To protect you from something. It's protecting you. So basically, just being confident is reflecting on your values. Do you think if happens, is this right for you or not? And this is you sitting with yourself and thinking about such stuff and deciding whether you think this could be right or not. Do you think it's good? What is your gut feeling telling you? What is Allah trying to tell you? And at the same time, trusting Allah's plan, knowing that you're doing the right thing. First of all, just know that you're doing the right thing, and then trust Allah. Or trust Allah, of course, it's the first thing what you do. But what I want to say is you have to do what you think is right as well. And if Allah is wants you to get something that it's meant for you, you're going to get it. So, and how often did stuff happen to you and in your life that you didn't like or you didn't expect, that you hated at first and then were so happy that it happened? Like, this happened with me so many times. And I'm always grateful after such stuff happens, because I never thought that it would be the better plan than what I expected to happen. And me as example, like, I never thought I'm gonna move to Egypt and work here. Like, I was always the kid who hated spending the summer holidays in Egypt. When we were in Egypt, me as a little kid, I was like, oh, when are we going to fly back? I want to go home. Vienna was my home. And it still is, of course. But the thing is, when I started to think about it, it felt like the right thing, even though I always knew my whole life, I'm never gonna live here. And look at me now, I've changed. God has a much better plan for me. And whenever I think about this, I get emotional. But I don't want to get emotional now. No space for tears here. But basically, I never thought I'm gonna be here. Like, last year I was not even able to go to the supermarket next to us to buy something, and now I'm living here by my own. Oh my God. I always get excited. I never thought that I would drive in Egypt, but I'm still doing it, and I'm still alive. Isn't that something? Yeah. Yeah. So, I never thought that it would come to what I am in now. I never planned it, but it was always planned. Allah always knew it. And everything that is coming across my way, Allah knows that it's gonna happen. Like, how incredible is this, that you know that your creator knows what is going to happen to you, and you just have to be excited and live your life and pray and do your best thing and just think and believe that you are doing the right stuff, you are doing the right thing, even if it might be not the right thing for the other person in your life or whatever who you are surrounded by. So just have a little bit more trust in Allah's plan. Be a little bit confident. You need to trust yourself as well. Even if you're wrong, just make the mistake. Even if making mistake means you're gonna lose a lot. You're gonna lose a lot, but you're gonna win one. And the most important thing is, you're gonna win yourself and you're gonna win experience. And this experience is gonna lead you to what God has chosen for you. And through my experience, through my believing, through listening to other people and their experience, and through always trying my best and always trying to feel right without getting influenced by other people, which is so hard because I get in inspired by the people so quickly and deeply. It's hard, but I know that what I think is right for me. And it doesn't have to be right for the people. And I know that I can trust myself because God, Allah, always put me in situation I never thought I would be capable of managing them. But I always, alhamdulillah, manage them. I always do. And whenever I'm stuck in a situation, whenever I'm stuck in time, I know it's gonna flush away. It's hard right now. It feels so freaking hard. And I know that it's hard. But oh my God, just believe me. You're gonna be so great. You're gonna do so great. So, sorry, I just got a call. So I don't remember what I was talking about. So I stopped recording, but now I'm here again. So don't expect too much. And this is something I need to work on as well. I need to work on, you need to work as well. We need to work on our confidence. We need to work on ourselves and knowing that we are on the right path that goes well with Allah's halals. And yeah, just think of any situation that happened in your life where you were like, oh my God, I'm so lost. I lost this and this and this and this, or I didn't get the work I wanted to, the job I wanted to get, or anything that happened in your life. And I had so many so much stuff that happened in my life where I was like, okay, this is the end of the world, but it wasn't. It was the beginning. Actually, it was the beginning. I remember when I ended uni, I was like, it was the best time of my life. Because this is the time I changed the most. I got so freaking much out of my comfort zone and I loved it. I changed as a person. I grew up. I literally grew up. And I remember that there was mourning this time after I finished uni. But I knew that if I continue with the masters, it's just because, not because I want to do them, but because I want to still be a student. And because I didn't want to leave this phase of my life. It was a short phase. Being a student at uni is a short phase compared to you being a student at school. But I knew that I was doing the right thing. And I was looking for work. I was looking for a job. And I knew at the time, I'm going to apply. But if they say no, then Allah has better plans for me. And if they say yes, I apply and I'm going to do my best. But if they say yes, we want you, it's going to be Allah's plans. And I didn't expect too much. And I just think we need to remind ourselves of such situations where you just try to be open and try to do your best and see what Allah is going to give you. So when you want something, and I want to end this episode with this quote I read on Instagram. So if you want to something and you didn't and you get it or not, there are always three messages Allah sent you. First of all, yes, you can have it. Or yes, but it's not the right time now. Or thirdly, no, because I've got better plans for you. Allah has got better plans for you. So this is the end of today's episode, basically. I've talked too much. I am gonna try to upload this episode today, and I'm so happy that I managed to record the new episode. Oh my God, this was so hard. I really love talking. I really love to record podcast episodes, but it took me so much time and so much energy to get myself up and to actually record something. So I hope that it was helpful. I hope that this podcast episode just came to at the perfect timing, as Allah planned. It's really hard to talk and to just write tense, but you know what I mean. I hope you see you soon. Okay, actually, listen to you. No, it's actually you who is listening to me. I hope that you listen to me soon. And yep, that's today's episode. Yeah. Okay, I need to eat.